Oh my God, I am so excited. I can't believe I'm joined with Dermot Kennedy on the Hit List. Dermot, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Yes, I'm not bad, thank you. I mean, how's it all been going? How have you found, like, life in lockdown?
It's been all right, yeah. I mean, I was sort of, of course, everything touring got turned upside down. But, I mean, my plan was to tour for another while and then to make a second album. So now that chunk of time has just been pushed forward a bit, and I'm slowly starting to think about second album, starting to get ideas together. So it's been okay, honestly.
So in terms of lockdown, have you found it kind of like nice? Like, have you learned any new skills or anything, or has it more been about like chilling out and just spending time with your family at home?
I think the new skill I've learned is like literally having a semi-normal life, you know what I mean? Like literally going to get groceries and just putting things in places and knowing they'll still be there when you go back. Like to have lived essentially on a bus and in hotels for the last 3 years, just being at home, it's a really nice change of pace. And I'm trying to really sort of soak it up too, because I know it's going to be crazy when we kick off again.
Are you at that stage now where when you go out to like buy milk, people recognize you? Like, do you get that a lot?
Does happen. And I love going to supermarkets, right?
Oh my God, so do I. I love this. Tell me more.
It's like this sacred thing. And like, there's one near us and it used to be 24 hours, not anymore. But I don't think I've ever gone during the day, but I will always go like 10 p.m. or 11 p.m. and it's just the nicest thing. I don't know why I like it so much, but it is at a point now where a good few people had like, stop and chat or take a photo and stuff, which is cool, but nothing is sacred.
Oh, that's nice. I suppose like if you wear a face mask, this is what I was thinking, you might not get recognized as much.
So I've been doing a good bit of
that.
It's
kind of like, it kind of works well for you in both ways. I don't know.
Yeah, I've been taking trips with a mask up to my eyes and a hat down above them. And so then when people see me, it's kind of like a game as well.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
if someone like actually recognizes me, it's impressive.
Yeah, like congrats, you win. Yeah. Also, of course, I wanted to say to you, congratulations on your new track. It's so good. Nice. It's called Giants. Can you tell us like a little bit about what it's all about?
Yeah. So, I mean, this is a song I kind of wrote a while back and I've had it on me for quite some time. And I always knew it would be important, but I wasn't necessarily sure when, and so I was quite patient with it, and it just feels like the right balance of maybe hopeful and thoughtful that it was right to bring it out at a time like this, because I mean, it's definitely a strange world to be releasing music into, and so to me, as a singer-songwriter, or as an artist, whatever, I feel like my job is to make people feel a certain way and move people and hopefully provide them with some hope. So just felt like a good time for this song to exist.
Now, obviously we all missed out on Glastonbury a few weeks ago. Did you consider doing a little Glastonbury?
I thought about it. Yeah. I did a bunch of like home gigs at the beginning of lockdown and it was really enjoyable. And I was quite cynical at first because just the idea of like going from being on tour in all these big, beautiful venues to like then setting up your phone and like checking your internet connection so you can do a gig. And I was just like, oh man. But then doing it is actually a really beautiful thing because like it's this place where loads of people sort of gather and feel better because they listen to music and everybody connects. And it didn't feel all that different to the reasons I would do a gig in the first place. And so it was actually quite enjoyable. So I haven't done one in a while, but it's about time.
Yeah, you didn't do one like camping in your back garden though, like Alan Glastonbury.
No. No, I didn't.
Maybe that's the next move for you. I don't know, at some point.
Maybe.
Just an idea.
Yeah.
Now, talking of festivals, I saw that someone on Twitter was so upset that she didn't get to see you at a music festival in Belfast that she did a little at-home version and had a cardboard cutout of you. It's insane.
Yeah. It is, isn't it? And it's so easy to be like, oh, that's fine, because blah blah blah, but it is actually mad. People you don't know at a party just with your face stuck up on the wall. But
I mean, either what's weird to think about is that either they've made that themselves, which is, I mean, that is a lot of dedication. I mean, or somewhere, somehow, someone is going into production of cardboard cutout versions of you. Like,
there is one on the internet, and that wasn't it, but there is one on the internet. Yeah.
Oh my God, do you have one yourself?
No, of course not. The one that you're talking about was definitely a homemade job, but there is one for sale on the internet. I've seen it.
You should buy it and then put it in the supermarket and just see what happens. Film
I'd
it,
love
like
that. Yeah,
do a fly on the wall thing. I'm like that.
I just put it at the entrance as like a decoy, and then I can ping around doing all my shopping.
Yeah, that's a good shout. There'd just be like a crowd at the end surrounding it. That would be funny. Oh well, damn it! It's so lovely to chat to you on the hit list. Thank you so much for joining me, and congratulations again on your new single. Would you like to introduce it on KMFM?
Hey, this is Dermot Kennedy, and this is my new single, Giants.